Eric didn't have to wait long for a breakthrough. He received a telephone call from a family friend on the morning of 11 June 1975. "Have you seen the Washington Post? I think you'd better take a look." It was a front-page story, and the headline read, "Suicide Revealed." A civilian employee of the Department of the Army unwittingly took LSD as part of a Central Intelligence Agency test, then jumped 10 floors to his death less than a week later, according to the Rockefeller Commission report released yesterday. The Rockefeller Commission had been created to investigate CIA misdeeds in the aftermath of the Watergate scandal. The man was given the drug while attending a meeting with CIA personnel working on a test project that involved the administration of mind-bending drugs to unsuspecting Americans. This individual was not made aware he had been given LSD until about 20 minutes after it had been administered, the commission said. He developed serious side effects and was sent to New York with a CIA escort for psychiatric treatment. Several days later, he jumped from a 10th-floor window of his room and died as a result. The practice of giving drugs to unsuspecting people lasted from 1953 to 1963, when it was discovered by the CIA's Inspector General and stopped, the commission said. "Is this my father?" thought Eric. The headline was misleading. Not much was revealed, not even the name of the victim. "Is this what happened at the Deep Creek Lodge?" thought Eric. "They slipped him LSD? No, but it has to be my father. How many Army scientists were jumping out of hotel windows in New York in 1953? On the whole, the American public reacted to the Frank Olson story in much the same way they responded 50 years later to the news that Barney was being used to torture Iraqi detainees. Horror would be the wrong word. People were basically amused and fascinated. As in the case of Barney, this response was, I think, triggered by the disconcertingly surreal combination of dark intelligence secrets and familiar pop culture. For America, it was lurid, said Eric, and exciting. The Olsons were invited to the White House so President Ford could personally apologize to them. He was very, very sorry, said Eric. And the photographs from that day show the family beaming and entranced inside the Oval Office. When you look at those photographs now, I asked Eric one day, what do they say to you?